Using pre-planned lines on dating apps to start conversation does not work generally for women because we have a sixth sense. We have like a sniff test. We can tell that those lines are maybe lines that you got from a YouTube pickup artist dude, or you even maybe came up with it on your own, but now you've used it for every single girl over and over and over. It's like that saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, or teach a man how to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime. Give a man a pre-written line and he'll date for a day. Teach him how to banter and he'll date for a lifetime. Or maybe not a lifetime, because you'll find the one right away and then you'll stop dating and you'll just be married. But you know what I mean. I am Kristen from KristenandChill.com, and I am the banter queen. I teach guys how to charm more than just the socks off of women. And if you're struggling in conversation, if you're getting ghosted, if you're never hearing back, if you're never, ever getting the results that you deserve, hit me up at KristenandChill.com.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick. Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we talk about how to date online, how to make your profile stand out against all of these other dudes. We also talk about how to actually write messages to women that are fun and playful, engaging, connecting, and safe. These are essential pieces that make it possible for you to go from, hey, all the way to you're going on a date. So you're going to want to listen to this episode because Jamie from Modern Flirting is going to explain it all to you. So keep listening.
Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Ask Women podcast. I know my voice sounds very deep and sexy at the moment. Does it sound deep to you, Marnie?
It does. You sound sexy. It's like you're trying to seduce us or something.
I know.
Is this like a new thing?
Well, that's the perk of feeling like you have a cold. It's like you sound like a sex worker and someone who sneezes a lot at the same time.
When I was younger, actually probably now I would do the same thing. But if somebody had a hoarse voice, I would be like, I would go lick whatever they drink from. Like I wanted to sound the exact same way, because I loved myself with a hoarse voice. It was so sexy.
Me too. So I feel super sexy right now. That's why I'm naked. But welcome to the Ask Women podcast. My name's Kristen Carney, one of your hosts from KristenandChill.com. And of course, we're with Marnie Kinross from WingGirlMethod.com. And today we have Jamie, who is Jamie Date, and she's with Modern Flirting, and she knows her shit about online dating. So we're going to have a lot to talk about because I think I know my shit too, but Jamie might know more than me. So Jamie, welcome to the show.
Ooh, we should have played a game.
Hi.
We should have played a game. Like, who knows more? Yes. Welcome, Jamie.
Yeah, like the online dating game.
Amazing. Yes. Well, I just want to tell guys who are listening, Jamie is going to be the host of the April Masterclass. So, I mean, we're going to give away stuff here now, but like, this is just a tidbit of the information that you are going to get on our Masterclass that is coming up at the end of April, last week of April. But Jamie, let's go back to you. I want to talk to you about like how you know your shit when it comes to online dating. Like, who are you? How do you know this stuff? Tell us all of it.
I love it. First of all, hi. Thank you so much for bringing me on.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I began my online dating journey. Let me think. 2000 and I think probably like 14, maybe 13, 14. And I specifically only meet guys online. And I do that.
So you don't meet guys in person?
Well, they're so darn bad at approaching. And, you know, I mean, of course, yes, through social circle, I meet guys. And sometimes I'll meet guys out and about. But by and large, it's just so much easier to weed them out on online dating. And so I've had so much success with it. And also the other thing, this is the great part about being a woman, is, you know, once I started working with Modern Flirting, Jared kind of put me ahead of online dating, is I started being a man. You could totally hear that. So I am a professional catfish. Tinder Bumble, Hinge, please don't block me. I'm so sorry. I do it for data to teach guys how it's done, right? So it's the only platform where I can actually compete with the dudes and show you exactly that A, women can do it too, and B, I can do it just as well, if not better, and show you how it's done accurately.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where I want to start. Like, I don't want to give away all your goods. We've got about 35 minutes with you. Like, let's go with three things. Like, what are the three most important things? And Kristen, you can answer this too. I'm assuming three most important things are, what do I say for a first message? What do I put in my profile? And how do I escalate things to actually meet in person, right? Those are like the three key things that people want to know. So let's start with the first one. Like, what are the essentials for a profile, and how does a guy make his profile great on his own without having somebody else to write his profile for him?
Photos, 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 photos. I can say it all day, right? But what do the photos need? Photos need no sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Girl.
Period. End of sentence.
Yeah, girl.
I need to know what it looks like. Here's the reality of the situation. If it takes me more than literally 1 second to figure out what you look like, I will swipe left before I take the time to find out. And girls statistically swipe just as fast, if not faster, than men do. So it is very important, very crucial that your first three minimum photos are you, no sunglasses, smiling with your teeth if you have them.
Really? Facing camera? Because there was a study done like a long time ago that said that looking off camera actually got better results. So is that now, has now changed?
No, no, no. Off camera is good, but I'm talking about smiling.
Okay.
So smiling, you know, guys, they'll make the mistake of every single picture, they're just like smoldering, smoldering, smoldering. And having maybe like one photo, maybe two of smoldering, fine. But women actually, and actually men do too, we find men that smile much more approachable, likable, fun, friendly, and safe, right? Because what is the number one fear amongst women in online dating? Being killed.
Getting killed.
So when we interpret a guy that has a good smile, that is going to ease that concern. So Crest White Strips needs to endorse me. I am the biggest preacher of Crest White Strips. I know it's bad for your gums. I get it. But it is the cheapest, easiest way to just raise up the looks of your smile. So you just wear it 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week, you know what I mean? And then don't wear it again if you consistently, that's when it's bad for your gums. But either way, it is so simple. I tell all of my clients, because here's the other thing too. Think about it. Where is the place that you look before you kiss someone?
Yeah, their mouth.
Their mouth.
Yeah.
So women, we are very cognizant of how the guy's mouth and teeth and lips look like. It is a very attractive part on a man's body. Do everything you can. Go to the dentist. Do everything you can to really beef that up. But either way, smiling with your teeth always trumps the smoldering look, for sure. So that would be number one.
Okay. Well, actually, I have a question. So like, I know you say pictures, 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 but when I'm assuming the guys who are listening to this show, mm-hmm. if they hear pictures, 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 they're like, I have to be good looking. I have to be good looking. I have to be good looking.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this?
So good looking for women, good looking means well-groomed. Do you look clean? Do you look like you actually spend some time on how you look? Or do you look like you just rolled out of bed? Right? Also, yes, we like a man that has a little bit of athletic, not super athletic. You know what I mean? There's obviously range and stuff like that. But someone who takes care of their body, right? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you saying, oh, love is blind, you know, da, 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 da. No, absolutely. Take pride in how you look. But there are definitely ways that you can wear your clothes, that you can style yourself. Like I said, with the teeth, with the hair, things like that.
So it's not necessarily about like the looks. Like for men, when they're online, it is looks that they're looking for. And it sounds to me like you're saying women are looking for more of a package that says something about who that guy is. Like, so I actually just had like a staycation with my two girlfriends for, you know, her birthday party. We went downtown to Los Angeles. You don't need to know that stuff, but it was really fun. But both of them are divorced and single. And like, I got to go through their app with them. Like they were, one was on Hinge and one was using Bumble. And I just got to see, I haven't had the chance to do this in a long time, to see how they were using it. And it was so crazy. Both of them saw things totally differently. Like somebody that one was attracted to, the other wasn't attracted to. Like it wasn't their package that they were looking for. And even from me, like ones that I was attracted to, they weren't attracted to. And they weren't even swiping on the ones that were very obviously handsome. It was like other things about them. It was like a style of guy. So one of my friends was looking for more of like a musician, grungier type, but somebody that still kind of looked put together, didn't look like a homeless person. The other one was like, no, I want like businessman type of guy. And it wasn't really about like how pretty they were or about how good looking they were. It was about the package as a whole and what it said. And they were being like super fast on the swiping.
Yeah.
You're right about the sunglasses. They did not like that for a first picture because like, no, I can't see his eyes. Can't see his eyes. But they would even see somebody go to look into his profile, like four pictures down, they would see a picture that wasn't as good as the top three. And they'd be like, that's what he really looks like. Nope, out. Mm. It was so interesting. Yeah.
Consistency on how you look is huge.
Yeah.
I will say this though. I'm going to go as far to say 99% of women would agree with me when I say I'd rather pick a 7'8" that looks like he's super fun, super awesome, than like a 10. There is a threshold of guys where if they are very pretty or very strikingly attractive, I almost don't want to swipe right on them. So here's the other thing. So like photos, number one, two, personality. Show me who you are. Present yourself as a story. You know, what are you trying to show me? It's really, you're selling yourself. If you were a brochure, boom, what would you look like? What would be in that brochure? What pictures would you use? Show me what your life is. Because here's the thing, women, we are thinking two things when we are swiping, right? How you look, and I mean personality, things like that too, not just like physical features, but how you look. And also, does my life fit into yours? Could my life fit into yours? Could your life fit into mine, right? Do we have fun the same? Does it look like we would enjoy going to the same places together?
Or do I like your life and do I want to have that life?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Very interesting. So pictures are extremely important, but what about what people say in their profile? Like, do women actually read the, like, both of you, like you're both single. What's the order? When do you read the profile and how important is the profile to you if you're attracted to people at first glance from their pictures?
The first thing I think is if they're cute and fun looking, then I'll read the bio.
Okay.
And I actually would go to say that's most women too.
Yeah. Kristen, would you say that's the same for you?
Yeah. So I'll do the thing where if the first picture doesn't strike me, I don't really care what the bio says. It's a left. Like I just know based on his look, not his looks.
Yeah, you're not into it.
Not his looks, but his look.
Yes.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
Then I know, boom, swipe left, won't go to the bio. But if I see a guy who I'm like, okay, this is a look that I could connect with, then I'll go to the bio. If the bio is boring, I barely will go down to see their third, fourth, fifth photo because I need personality. So I'm huge into personality. So if their bio is boring, even if I liked their look, boom, swipe left again.
Okay. What if you were iffy about their look and then their bio was awesome? Would that sway you?
Yes. Then a swipe right.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then let's talk about the bio then. Listen, I know we're going over all of this really fast for guys who are listening, but like Jamie on this masterclass that we're doing, like we have 2 hours of time with Jamie where she's actually going to dissect all of this and like help you, whoever comes to the masterclass, like make the best profile and put together the best pictures. But anyway, continue. Answer the question. Sorry.
So yeah, no, just to touch on that, I'm actually teaching an exercise on how to make bio writing or prompt writing easy.
Oh,
I have a formula and everything. Yeah.
Nice.
So it's going to be really, really good because it's the same formula. So one of my services that I provide is I write guys' bios and prompts.
Oh, nice.
But I don't just do it willy-nilly. I need to know them.
Right. It has to be them.
Right. Absolutely. And so it goes back to the idea of, so your bio or your prompts, if you're using Hinge, should be displaying 3 things. You, your humor, and who you're seeking. You can touch a little bit on all of those things. You're golden, pony boy. Right. And so what I do with that is, you know, I find a little bit more about them and you're able to, and I put it, show, don't tell. So instead of like listing things, right? Lists are my biggest pet peeve.
Oh, that's every male profile. Yeah.
every guy's profile, there's like, I'm just going to write a grocery list of all the things I'm into. And hopefully you're into them too. No, what you want to do is you want to take those. And one of my biggest pieces of advice is I say, okay, if your life, if this was a scene in the sitcom of your life, describe that scene to me. Show me what those things look like in a snippet. And with that, it makes it so much more interesting to read because as the reader, women, we're in it with you. We're in the scene with you. And it's great if you can even almost assume, like right as if you're assuming she's already like with you. That's so us. You know, we talk, together talk, things like that in your bio. It makes you very much more fun, more playful. Women want to respond to those things more because you almost have to come with an energy that you're an old best friend that you haven't seen in a while.
I need to jump in because this is what I also do. We do the same thing. And I'm like, are you stealing my, like, or not stealing my clients? Maybe you have stole some of my clients, but are you stealing my notes? Because basically—
There you go.
I come into your house late at night, girl. That's me.
It felt good to cuddle. Thank you.
Yeah, that was me.
It must be that voice that got you into the bedroom, yeah.
We're still on the same page of what we're recommending.
Yeah. Well, actually, so let me ask you a question about what Jamie just said, because you touched on it for a second. You said about that we conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me more about that, because like, I actually don't like in profiles when guys will speak directly to this woman, like you and I could, or we could, like, I'd like to hear your take on that. So tell me how you use this we.
I don't use the we. So that's where we differ. So I'd love to hear about the we as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
So I think the way that you're thinking I'm using we is different than the way that I use we. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah, I want to hear.
So a guy's like, I'm a kind, chill dude. What does that mean? Show me what that looks like. Okay, so one of the things I created was the kind of guy that will order extra fries because we both know you're going to want bites.
Ah, that I like.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Right? So we're almost in a situation, not like we could do this together in the future. No, we're already in it. We're talking present, right? Seeing a sitcom.
Snapshot.
You're the, you know, the female lead to my show.
I like
that. What does that scene look like? That's what I mean by we.
Yeah, because some guys, I'm not doing profile reviews anymore now, but I used to do a ton of profiles all the time. And I cringe when they would have, I can't even remember what the statements were anymore, but I'm sure both of you have seen many of them. But it was talking as if like, it was just this woman, they're already in love with each other. Ugh, I wish I had an example of it, but you know what I'm talking about. Like those sentences are there that were very much like, are you this kind of woman? Are you up for the challenge? Like statements like that.
Together we could be a power couple. Jay-Z and Beyonce. It's like, oh God.
Yeah, and it ticked me out. But I love the way that you're saying to use we. And that takes practice to be able to do. But I know, you know, you obviously have tools for teaching people how to start thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that.
I do this for a living.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Actually, let's not talk about openers. I feel like we've talked about openers a lot. Let's talk about the third trouble for most guys, which is about how to take an opener that works all the way up to a successful date. And I want to know, does the way that conversation goes with women, does it change for different categories of women, different age ranges? Like, is there a different way to talk to women to get them on a date? Like, how do guys go from some cute opener to a date? And I know that there isn't some magic recipe for it or, you know, straight line that you can always talk about, but I'd love to hear some guidance for this.
Yeah, I mean, just touch on that point. I always say this, building attraction, it's an art, not a science, right? Science, there would be a formula. Art, it can be interpreted many different ways. So with that, when it comes to messaging strategies, this is a huge thing that I teach, and this is probably one of my most common coaching sessions that I do, is, okay, how do I turn matches into dates, right? So despite many people's opinions that, oh, girls are just online dating because they're just trying to get validity or whatever, I highly disagree. Are there exceptions? Sure, but so rare, I don't even think it's worth mentioning. Most people are under the preface that they are online dating so they can go out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not getting that result, it is 100% because of the way things are being communicated. So when it comes to opener to date, what you really want to do, so people always say like witty banter. Okay, what does that actually mean? Banter to me is the combination and the dance of being playful and building comfort. That is what banter is. So there's this Japanese proverb that I love, and I read it a while ago, and it's basically saying, it's like great conversations are like a game of catch with a ball.
I think I wrote that proverb. No.
Yeah, right?
It's like ping pong. It's a tennis match.
Volleyball. We all say the same thing. Yeah.
It's a tennis match. Absolutely. And so with that, you want to start with being playful. But if you go playful, 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 and you just become this like dancing monkey entertainment, you know, jokester, whatever, well, then it's like you're almost hitting the ball too hard.
I'm sorry to jump in. This is, again, this is my business. I teach guys how to banter and I build their profile. So I'm like, my palms are like sweaty as you're talking because I have so much to say. But it's like, I call it like death by joke. So guys think they want to be funny, funny, funny. And I'm teaching them witty banter. But I always give them this like visual of a heart monitor or a roller, you know, you can think roller coaster, but I like heart monitor where you have like a spike up where the spike moment where the line goes all the way up, that's your funny, really playful moment where you're charismatic and fun. And then you come down to like the baseline. And the baseline is being a real human being and actually connecting somewhere. Because if you're just playing clown, she's going to roll her eyes so hard.
Oh, I love that.
And then you shoot back up a little bit. Sometimes that line on the heart monitor doesn't, you know, spike all the way super high again. You just go up a little bit where you're still that same energy. You're still fun, but then you can go below the baseline, and going below the baseline is where you get a little vulnerable. And then you, right when you're vulnerable, you spike right back up on the heart monitor to that high point where you're fun and playful again. So it doesn't bring the energy down. Your vulnerability doesn't bring it to this like therapy session. And so it's like an art to be able to do that. But that's the visualization that I think is really helpful for guys to know how a conversation should go.
I love that.
Absolutely. No, I love that we're on the same page. Obviously, we're doing something right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, being playful and building comfort. So after you're able, so one of the things that I teach is, okay, how to riff. So what does riffing mean? What is it called? Reverse engineer that. To riff means the intersection between being playful and building comfort. So when it comes to that, we really want to work on lateral associations. So you take all of the lead words of whatever it is you're talking about.
Oh my God, you guys are besties right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So you take all the lead words, all the things that you're talking about, subject or the feeling behind them, and you use that as a spring point to either make a joke about it if you want to be playful or build comfort and ask questions and get to know each other on a deeper level to build comfort. So that is the dance, right? And so all the while you are looking for, because all you're trying to get in this moment, you want to keep momentum. That's a huge part of it. Keep momentum. And you want to gain investment from her. So what is investment? Investment is the time that she's spending, the physical time that she's spending talking back and forth to you, and the quality of what she's saying. So is she giving you one or two word answers? Or is she giving you fat answers and asking questions back? Or is, you know, reacting in a way that you're looking for? And after you get three or four of those, two or three, if it's going really well, whatever, that is when you start seeding for the date. Because I know you guys are going to agree with me. It's happened to you before, maybe, is, you know, guys who love talking, but they don't know when to ask out for the date. And then it's like, you're on the thing for like a week. And you're like, okay, hello, hello, hello. Because women were not used to being the ones to ask out on the date. We still want the guy to do it by and large. And so that is your open. So once you get like three or four high investment responses or indicators, whatever you want to call
it. That's what I say.
That's when you can start seeding.
That's what I say. Yeah. Well, I say once you get three to four pieces of information that aren't in her bio that you've learned through conversation, then you're moving forward.
Yeah.
You guys should team up. Kristen, come on our masterclass. I think it'd be great.
But yeah, it's amazing how we've never spoken before. And we both, I think, have an internal, natural sense of how it works and how to teach it and how to make it make sense for men. So it's cool because I've never talked to anyone else doing basically the same thing that I'm doing. And we're mirrored so closely. It's crazy.
Oh, you guys should definitely chat then. I'll tell you, you're two different personality types as well. You look different and your personality is very different and you're both saying the same thing. So that's also something. I mean, you're both coaches, so there's something there in you. that happens to be similar, but you're both two very different people. Having, you know, I know both of you. So it's interesting to see that you still come to the same place when it comes to advice on this topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because that's the thing at the end of the day, yes, everyone's different. Everyone's going to attract different people, but there are still principles and rules of what makes a good conversation, regardless of if you're an introvert, an extrovert. I don't know if you're into Myers-Briggs, but like I'm an ENTP, right? So
me too.
Yeah, there you go. So when it comes to that, sure, everyone's different, but there are still rules and principles you can learn and adapt that are going to cast a wider net of who you can attract, you know, that are full fail proof.
Totally agree. Before you go on, I do want to take a quick break and then come back. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Jamie from Modern Flirting.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage as the tournament is finally upon us. Looking to wager this year? BetOnline is the number one spot for all your updated odds and information, along with great contests, including the bracket contest where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50 to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite casino games right from Vegas. The fastest and easiest way to wager on all the popular sports and games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
All right, we are back. And Kristen had something to say. So sorry that I interrupted.
So I go back and forth when I'm using online dating, whether or not I want to put in my bio or in my about me, what I do for a living. And so sometimes I'll put bantercoach@kristenandchill.com. And then sometimes I won't. And it's interesting because the guys generally, you know, will try to step up their banter a little bit when I have banter coach in there, but it blows my mind. What happens is maybe they're not paying attention and they're not really totally reading my full profile. And maybe they didn't see I'm a banter coach, but I'll open, like if it's on Bumble, I'll open with something fun and clever that gives them something to work with. And they will respond to it like, oh, ha ha, and go with it for like one line. And then they fuck it up and they all of a sudden go, so how was your weekend? And I'm like, no, 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 no. Like, I just set you up to have this natural, organic conversation about whatever was in your bio or whatever we connected on. And they're so afraid to riff. And you were going to the riffing thing. So they default. It's almost like they freeze up. It's like they had this natural moment for one line and then they can't go forward with it. And they just say, so what are you doing tonight? And so there's these sharp left-hand turns. It's like, that so many guys do in conversation. So do you talk to guys about, you know, if they're on Bumble and a woman opens, how to go forward from what the woman offers? Because I know most women just say, hey, hi, or send like a wavy hand or like a GIF or something like that. But the guy then needs to take control and set the tone of like, no, this isn't going to be your boring humdrum conversation. How do you tell them to not fall into the humdrum?
So I kind of said it before, but two things. One, like I said earlier, come with the energy like you're an old best friend you haven't seen in a while.
Right.
You're an old best friend you haven't seen in a while. You're not going to be like, so how was your weekend? What'd you do? You'd be like, yep. Yo, da 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 da. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the energy you want to come with. All right. But what does that actually mean? How can you do that? Go back to her profile, read something else, and come up with something else to say. So this is how you do it. You take, okay, lead words. So going back to what you said about explaining your banter coach. So one of my exercises that I love to do is, tell me if you guys know what I'm talking about. Remember that thing that was going around and it was like...
Syphilis.
Yeah. What? We all know that one.
No, wrong. Wrong. Okay. Omicron. What else is going around? Yeah.
They're like, describe a movie badly. And so one person will be like, mentally slow person wings ping pong. And they're like, Forrest Gump, you know, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
So one of the things that I say to do is describe your job or what you love doing that way. Describe it badly. You know, so I had this one guy from Wall Street. He does a financial predictions for Wall Street. So I was just like, I predict the future, but my name's not Miss Cleo, you know, or something like that, where it's kind of going off. So it just, it's a better opener. Cause here's the thing. When it comes to apps like Bumble or just any apps, women don't usually open. This is a skill we are completely naive about. Not us, because this is what we do. But for the most part, women just don't know. So make it easy on us. Make it fun conversation so it's easier for us to open. Now, if you want to open the girl, go to her profile and take the lead words of whatever it is she's saying or the feeling behind that. And you can create either, I have this whole like response catalog that you can literally, anything you can apply all of these questions, right? And I have an acronym and it's called SCOOT, S-C-O-O-T-T, right?
Okay.
First is the S, story. Do you have a story about that lead word, right? That demonstrates higher value, that's, you know, funny, whatever, story. Nope, maybe you don't have a story. Okay, go to the next one. C, commonality. Do you have a commonality with this? Can you share a commonality? Let's talk about it. And you can do that by, you know, if you want to, you can build or break rapport with it. I actually just had a TikTok video about this. You can build or break rapport with it. So you can be like, you know, like, I love swimming. Like, I love this for us. You know what I mean? Where it's like you're building rapport, or you can break rapport, right? Like, I don't know if you can keep up, da da da, as a joke with the emojis to make sure you're communicating tone through text, which we can talk about in a second. So commonalities, that's C. O is strong opinion. Strong opinion. Do you have a strong opinion about something? So like pineapple on pizza, right? You can really rip off of that and make it as if your life depends on it, about silly things. I'm not talking politics, religion. No, those are no-nos. I'm talking silly, strong opinions. Second O, observation. You seem like the girl that da-da-da-da. You know, you seem like you're different from all the pack. You seem like you're really in touch with your da-da-da, right? Observation. And then the T is a tease. Maybe you can tease her. Teasing's a little bit hard if you want to start out with that. But if it's a silly tease, a fun tease about things that don't matter, you can go for it. But teasing, I usually wouldn't use for an opener. But either way, it's an option. And then T, the last T is together or we frame. So kind of like what I was saying earlier, right? I love this for us. Or like, we know you're going to get cold, so I brought an extra jacket, as if this situation already happened, even though it didn't. Things like that. So that is literally, you want to sit down. That's a great thing about online dating, isn't it? You got time. You can literally sit down and look at the lead words and apply and see, okay, which way do you want to go? Now, obviously, at the beginning, you're like, this is taking too long, da da da. Sure, but the more you do it, the more it's going to become second nature, because of it all, this is a skill, right? We are learning a skill. It's going to take time. It's like learning a damn guitar. You know what I mean? You're not just going to get it overnight. But the more that you apply these very logical ways of learning it, boom, you're going to get way better. You're going to get more responses. You're going to get more dates. You're going to get more practice, which is going to lead to whatever life it is that you've been daydreaming about for years.
Love it. I realize now, I'm like, we're not going to have enough time in this masterclass that we're doing, because
again, same page, super same page. The opinion thing, huge. I always start out talking about why opinions are so huge when it comes to conversation and banter. And I talk about how with opinions, rather than always stating your opinion, you want to imply your opinion.
Wait, what does that mean? Give me an example. Imply your opinion.
So for example, if a girl says she's going to go to McDonald's, and you first have to observe, what did she just say? You don't just go drive by that phrase. Most guys, if she's like, if you guys are texting and she's like, BRB, gonna go run into McDonald's, I'll text you later. Guys would just go, okay, cool, talk to you later. But what you want to do is you want to actually observe what she's saying to you and not let those meaty words pass you by. And no pun intended, meaty McDonald's, whatever. Probably not related anyway. So if your opinion is that McDonald's is poison, you don't want to say, oh, you shouldn't go to McDonald's. Like, that's horrible for you. And state your opinion in this like kind of harsh way. What you want to do is use word associations and think, okay, so my opinion is that McDonald's is poison, right? Now I'm going to make a bunch of word associations because what you just said was you have time. So you go over to the notes app in your phone or wherever, you know, a piece of paper, and you write down associations with the word poison or with your opinion. So it's McDonald's is poison. So I would write down, you know, like cyanide, skull and crossbones, hazmat suit. Boom. Okay. I like hazmat suit. So you send a text back that says like, okay, just don't forget your hazmat suit. And so you're implying that you don't like McDonald's.
Your opinion, not forcing your opinion down their throat. I like that.
Exactly. And then what that does is it opens up the opportunity for her to tease back. So she could say something like, oh, you mean the hazmat suit I'm going to have to wear on our first date?
But my ass is going to look fantastic. Trust me.
Right. And then you can do a little escalation or something. So the opinion stuff is so important. And guys forget that. They brush right over it because the girl's on the pedestal. They're afraid to offend. But that's where like it's safe teasing in a way. And you're also showing that you are like masculine because you have opinions, like you have a point of view and you don't hide it, but you imply the opinion.
Ah, okay. This is gold, people who are listening to this, because this is just how to have fun in life, right? This is how to take your conversations to a next level in the workplace, online, with your friends. It's a fun skill to learn how to do this because this makes life more enjoyable. I actually have to wrap up the show right now. I wish we had more time, but we will have more time for the April masterclass. And I'm so excited to have you on. And Kristen, I'm going to twist your arm because I want you to come on and teach a masterclass on how to playfully tease women. Because like, I know maybe you're not ready for it yet, but whenever you are, like, we're ready for you. Because I think that people would love. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I basically do every day.
I know, but you weren't ready to do a masterclass a couple of months ago. So now you, okay.
Well, I told you I'm in new medication.
Okay, there you go. We'll stay on the medication and then maybe we'll do something in either August or September.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Good. Awesome. That's awesome. All right, guys, this was amazing information. A lot to digest. I would suggest listening to this podcast maybe 2 to 5 to 10 times so that this stuff actually like gets into your brain and you can understand it. Again, fast talkers, all of us. But really, really unbelievable information being thrown your way.
Jamie knows her shit, for sure.
So does Kristen. Both of them do. So
I know all of you guys.
Yeah, but no, but you guys are amazing. So if you want to get more information from Jamie, is there, I think I have a link. It's like winggirlmethod.com/Jared. And that goes to the, or, you know, look up Modern Flirting, but winggirlmethod.com/Jared to be a part of the Modern Flirting coaching program. And then you can go to kristenandchill.com to do some work with Kristen. Oh, sorry, go on.
I was going to say, also, I'm on TikTok and Instagram under Jamie Date.
Yes, and her TikTok is amazing and she has a ton of followers. So go be one of them. Yeah, but you'll see her again in April. But this was really, really good. Okay, new episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please, please, please go and subscribe to our show. Pass our show along. Do not download individual episodes. It's a waste of time, time that you could be spending dating online and perfecting your skill sets of banter and playfully teasing women. You guys are awesome. We'll see you next week.